greatest gift that we can ever give to another person is the gift of forgiveness. In fact, it's what we need more than anything in life. The scripture teaches that God so loved the world that he gave his son, that if we believe in him, we are forgiven and can have eternal life. It's a powerful thing. And that's what we want to talk about today. We're picking up from a previous show where we talked about the power of forgiveness, and we'd love to have you join in, and you can participate on our comment line today. That's open to you at 888-888-1717. However, the calls for the show today are already recorded. It's from one of our best of programs. So we want to hear from you, but share it on our storyline at 888-888-1717. And with this question, really, how has intentional forgiveness in some way improved or impacted your life, whether it was in giving it or receiving it? And boy, we'd love to hear from you today. The power of forgiveness, it is a powerful and necessary part of healthy relationships, for sure. You know, at the end of the show we did on forgiveness before, we ran out of time, but I was talking to Carrie, and so I wanted to get Carrie back on here to start the show today. And hopefully, as a new believer, she's having some difficulties with her mom. I think maybe we can give her some help. Carrie, hey, welcome back to the program.
Yes. It's almost like the prodigal daughter. I hate to use that, but, I just been going through a lot of different changes. Just everything in my life has changed, and, I'm just kind of going through something with a parent that is just, I'm trying to.
Well, what is it? What are you wrestling with?
I had shoulder surgery in February, so I'm still kind of like not really working, but I've been praying that God shows me a direction, and I know that he is responsible for this good direction that I'm on. And so I paid for this schooling, and I'm opening up my own business, which is a little nerve-wracking considering, you know, I haven't worked for a while. And the bottom line is basically that, you know, she financially wants to help me out. And I'm like, okay. And so I come in and help her. And so she helps me financially a little bit here and there. But I feel like there's always a catch. So, like, today, she's like, well, I want you, you know, here's the bill. This is what, you know, you spent. And this is, and so she's constantly making me feel guilty, but yet she wants to help me out financially. But then she turns it around and makes me feel guilty for having her help me. And then today, I had just given her, like, a free, basically, I'm a massage therapist, and I gave her a massage, and I told her what was going on with her hip, and I said, you know, Mom, you really need to get this looked at, and I said, if you don't like going to your doctor, go to the chiropractor, and I told her what was going on, and she used another massage therapy's name as a referral, and she gave her all the credit for everything, and I'm like, I have, seriously? I mean, she was talking on the phone, and it hurt so bad that I just literally left my office, and I shut the door, and I just drove, and I cried, and I said, I need to ask for forgiveness, because I don't want to have these horrible feelings, but, I mean, I forgive her, I do, but it keeps happening.
Yeah, and well, Carrie, like,
I want to be financially so free from her, because I feel like that's the black cloud.
Well, that's where you need to be, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. But what I hear, Carrie, as a young woman, is this need that you have to be approved by your mom.
Yeah.
Approval is really a big deal to you in the relationship with your mom. Have you always wrestled with not feeling your mom's approval in your life?
Yes. I'm constantly trying. It's not just her. It's actually the whole family. I'm the youngest. So I feel like I constantly have to prove myself all the time, because they think of me as this little, you know, 13-year-old little girl that did all these horrible things when she was little. And it's like, that was so long ago. I'm not her. I'm not even the same person I was 6 months ago.
Carrie, here's the journey you're going to be on is, as you've grown up now, no longer being the baby in the family, and those who are babies in the family like myself understand what you're saying. It's easy to feel stuck, like you're at the bottom of the list there, and the oldest, you know, they had greater respect and whatever, and the babies kind of come in and work through in life. One of the things you're going to find, Carrie, is you're going to have to be a little more assertive, lovingly. You're going to have to put boundaries in place. I wouldn't be financially obligated to your mom. I mean, she's helping you, but then there's attachment of, you know, you do these things for me, and you got to cut that stuff out. And what does that mean? It may mean your business slows down for a while. It may mean that you're going to have to take another route to get some money. But I think part of this, Carrie, is you're putting yourself in the path of this with your family. I think you're going to have to put some boundaries in place in a loving way. I would say to your mom, Mom, I love you. Listen, here's the money back. I don't want to be obligated. I appreciate your willingness to help. But when you say these things, this is how it makes me feel. And I just don't need that. And you're going to have to learn that you may never get the kind of respect and approval from your mom that you want. I don't know your mom, but my guess is she probably does love and approve, but she may be just a critical spirit and finds it easier for her to criticize than it is just to accept that you're a grown woman now.
I agree with that.
And she may not change.
Yep.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does, completely.
All right, good. Because what happens is, back to the formula here in intentional living, whenever we have an expectation that's not met with reality, it creates disappointment. And so you expect your mom to approve of what you're doing, and the reality is she's going to always have a little critical comment about, hey, you could do it better if you did this or that. She probably, again, Carrie, her intentions are probably good. My guess is if I met your mom, she would be totally blown away that you feel this way.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah,
because remember, here's a key to intentional living. We judge ourselves by our intentions, but we judge others by our expectations. So your mom's intentions, probably, I don't know, maybe they're not, but in many cases, people who are put up their hands say, I don't know why my daughter responds to me like this. They would say, my intentions are good. My intentions are just to help her. She needs help. But the expectation is, Mom, I don't need to have you correcting what I'm doing or telling me how to do it. I just need you to approve, accept it, and move on. And so, again, we judge by ourselves by intention. We judge others by expectation. So forgiveness, yeah, that's a part of it. But I think in your case, you need to also be more assertive in terms of setting some boundaries in place. Okay, quick break. We'll be back. We're talking intentional living on forgiveness. And Carrie, I'm glad you're growing in your life spiritually. I'm glad you're listening. I hope you'll stay tuned to Intentional Living. One of the things I want to do when I'm teaching is to take the principles of intentional living, making the right decision, doing the next right one thing, enjoying every day. Life is short. We get about 27,000 days on the planet. That's about it, give or take. But to use every one of those days to build toward the goals that we have in our life that God's given us. What do you say to encourage people today who are maybe feeling like my life isn't really going in the direction I'd like to go? What do you say to them to encourage them to get on?
Come on, turn towards the Lord. Turn away from, you know, it all has to do with where we focus so often, you know. We're so focused in on what is wrong, it's hard to see who is right, you know. And when we turn towards the Lord, and He meets us in that place. And you don't have to be this profound, you know, prayer of great prayers, you know. I'm telling you, the most significant prayers I pray, I think, are help me and thank you. And I do them in that order, you know. I just begin to thank the Lord, and I just begin to approach the Lord for His help. And man, the joy of God just came in the room with me, man. And it's because He's in my life, you know. And when I turn to Him, I can receive from the source, you know. He's the source. And so you don't have to be a religious person. You can just stop where you are and say, God, I need you today. Please help me. Jesus, I need you. I confess before you that I can't do this without you. I need help. And man, you'll experience His presence. I believe it.
Amen. That's Big Daddy Weave, Mike Weaver. You hear him with his music, his heart, his worship. the lyrics of the songs that he writes. And we invited Mike to be a part of our upcoming Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. And we said, Mike, and hey, listen, we'd love to have you come, bring your wife, family. I'd love to have you share with those who are with us on the cruise, to lead us in worship, put on a concert as part of the week, giving me an opportunity to talk about intentional living. And we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a fantastic week. Can't believe it's almost here. June 12 through 19. June 12 to 19 is the cruise to Alaska. And I just want to throw out there, if you've been waiting to make a decision, come on out. This is going to be a beautiful time. We're going to be breathing some fresh new air in Alaska. It's a great month to do this. A beautiful ship and a great week and being with others of like faith. We'd like to have you be a part of it. We really would. And so if you've been waiting maybe last minute to say, hey, honey, let's do this. Could be a vacation with a purpose or an anniversary gift or maybe coming with some friends or family. Come and be a part of it. We got a good group. We're going to have an opportunity to be together, eating together and sharing together and just enjoying this great cruise together. So get your cabin today. Go to theintentionallife.com to get the information that you need to get registered for that cabin. Again, today, get your cabin at theintentionallife.com.
Terry, just saw your status and thought I'd pass this on to you. Sounded like you could use a little encouragement today. Call me when you get a chance.
Encouraging others and living intentionally can be a real challenge. When you click like at our Facebook page, we hope you'll be encouraged to lead an intentional life every day. Share a kind word, comment on wall posts, and like Terry's friend, encourage one of your friends to become part of something great. Search for Intentional Living at Facebook. Click like and then pass the word on to someone you care about. Find Intentional Living on Facebook today.
How has an act of intentional forgiveness improved your life? Because it will. That's what we're talking about here today. Let's get Lisa on in Michigan on the phone. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much, Dr. Carlson.
Appreciate your call. What it says here you've been listening and yes. Thinking about this topic today. What's going on?
It's amazing. I actually got out of a conference near my hometown, and of course a lot of those memories from my childhood came back, and I happened to pray to God that, you know, I forgave my mother for all the abuse growing up, and it was awful. And forgave her a couple years ago. And my question, my prayer to God today was, even though I have fully forgiven her, I don't reach out to her, and I asked if this is wrong of me. And and so I turned on the radio, and here you are. You know, it was about forgiveness, and I believe that I have forgiven her. It did take, it was almost tragic, but the things that she has done to me in my past.
Really keep you from wanting to reach out to her.
Well, I am almost 50. I have two brothers, and the long story short, she abused me. Mm. She loved and adored my brothers. And my 19th birthday, she came to me and told me one of the many times on my birthdays was she never had me and hated me. So, you know, I grew up and that was my life. And then when I had my own child, my first one, I went through a terrible depression because I looked at this beautiful baby thinking, how can any mother do what she's done, you know? And but with time and knowing that I'll never change her, I did always take my children around her because I had to be the better person. And even though it would hurt, it would cause me a lot of anxiety around the holidays, this cloud, this heaviness. It was terrible, you know, that I would struggle with this every year, especially around the holidays. But then a couple years ago, she started in again. And then finally, you know, I prayed about it and I said, you know what? I have to wash my hands clean of her. And I forgave her with everything that I had. And I, for the last 2 years, I have not had any of that heaviness around the holidays. I feel lifted, like I was being smothered of trying to always please her and love her. I love her, but I just don't like her. And so,
as you were listening to the show today, did it cause you to feel more confident in the decision you've made, or is it causing you to question, hey, maybe I should reconnect with my mother?
It made me feel confident that I made that decision finally, because, you know, my belief is that I don't know how to explain it. She will never look at me as I am her daughter, and she will always be the victim. And I have to look at it as, you know what, our children, God gave us, those are his kids. And if we don't raise his children the way that he wants us to, we have to answer to him. And I'm going to raise my children with, you know, giving them all the love that I can. And if she can never give me that love, she's got to answer to him.
Well, you know by example how not to do it. And fortunately, it sounds like you've learned not to do that in that way, because many people repeat these cycles and you're saying, we're done, we're breaking the cycle. Intentional living is, here's what we think about intentional living. We have these aha moments in life, and you've had those. You said, aha, you know, this is not the way to do this. Because if you don't have an aha moment and then act on it, you tend to end up with oh no moments, like, oh no, I am repeating the past. And to be able to break that cycle is such a powerful thing. And in your case, Lisa, and every story is different. You know, in some stories, reconciliation is possible, and a restoration of relationships is even possible at times. And we see that in marriages. Someone goes through a difficult marriage. Maybe there's been an affair. Then there's a divorce, and then there's a process of forgiveness, and people change their lives, and we've seen couples put marriages back together, and there's a reconciliation and a restoration. Other times that doesn't occur. Boundaries are a part of it, Lisa, and you know, it sounds like based on what you've been through and what continues, you've had to protect yourself from your mom, and putting those boundaries in place is one of the things you've done. It's sad. I mean, it's not what we would wish for people to have with their parents, but it does happen. The good news is, it sounds like you see that there's a better path, and you've chosen it for your kids, and maybe break the cycle for the next generation or two.
And I think what was a huge factor as well is that when I never felt loved, I don't have any memories of having love and affection and being hugged and held or nothing as a child. And so when I did have mine, that was I couldn't wait for my baby to be old enough to put her arms around me.
And powerful. Powerful and to do. Hey.
Yes.
No, go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead, finish.
Anyway, so I just think, you know, with God's help and his guidance, not only do we need to say our prayers, but we also have to listen. Because he is talking to us, but we have to be actively listening, because I believe that he does, and we just have to be, we can't just ask the questions and then not listen.
I'm glad you turned the radio on. Just happened to turn the radio on, right? Thank you for doing that and sharing your story, Lisa. We'll be praying for you. All right, got to take a quick break. We'll be back. Eli's next, and we'll be wrapping up the show here in a few minutes. Love to have you join in on our comment line, our storyline. How has the act of intentional forgiveness given or received improved your life? Post it on Facebook. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Join in the discussion.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
And so I called the lesson for this month, How an Intentional Life Can Save Your Life. And then I crossed it off and I thought about that. I said, that's a rather hyperbolic statement in life, isn't it? How intentional life can save your life. But I think as we talk a little bit, I think you'll see that statement is pretty accurate. It's true that when we choose to be intentional in our walk with Christ, tied to the true purpose of our life and God's intention for our life, it can change our life. It's Intentional Living Can Save Your Life. That's the topic this month. I believe it. It's a powerful message. Members, you've received it already. Those of you who are Intentional Living community members, you've received it, but we're making it available to those who are joining us today. We're here at the almost 11th hour, wrapping up the month here pretty soon. In addition to the teaching for new members, we'll send it to you. Plus, we'll send you a copy of the most important resource that we have. It's the Bible. It's the Intentional Word Chronological Bible. It's all 66 books of the Bible in a 365-day reading program, so you can read through the Bible in about 15, 20 minutes a day in chronological order. It is powerful, it's unique, and we want to get it to you as a way of saying thank you for joining in as being a part of the Intentional Living community. So again, to do that, just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All the information is there for you to join the Intentional Living community. And when you're there, also everything you need to know about the upcoming cruise to Alaska, June 12 through 19, is available for you as well. So again, go to theintentionallife.com. You know, today we're talking about forgiveness and how one act can change a life, can change a relationship, and can change the direction of a person for eternity, either giving or receiving that kind of forgiveness. So, Eli, welcome to the program, my friend. How has forgiveness impacted your life?
Well, just to give you the backstory, I'm Jewish, and I grew up with a very unforgiving God, one that you had to work very hard to get to that you'd never be able to obtain. My father left when I was very young. I had a stepfather thereafter that used to beat me unmercifully. In my 20s, I got married, and my wife had a stroke 1 month after we married, and I've been her full-time caregiver since. That was in 2005. So I was very angry, especially at God, for why did he do this to me? And I've been an addict since I'm 12. I started with marijuana, and into my 20s, I started drinking, and in my 30s, when my wife had her stroke, my drinking became every day, and it basically crippled my life and damaged relationships. And in 2016, in December, I was referred over to a Christ Center recovery program called Celebrate Recovery. And in February, I was saved. That's when I got to meet, know, and follow Jesus. And it was only until knowing Jesus and receiving his forgiveness and going through these 12 steps that I was able to forgive others. And what it's done for my life is that it's broken the forgiveness. I can receive forgiveness, but it's more about me forgiving others as far as my story is concerned. And what it's taught me is that forgiveness breaks that chain, that cycle of pain and hurt and bitterness. And my life, my relationships have just flourished because of the forgiveness I received from Christ himself.
Amen.
And I'm blessed now that I'm able to share that with others and as an example of receiving and giving forgiveness, how it could really cleanse your life, because holding on to this anger and bitterness, it's a lot more painful than just letting it go and moving forward.
Amen. Well, Eli, people ask, is salvation real? Is this thing about people giving their life to Christ really a real thing? What's the evidence? I can't see this God you talk about. You just saw a fingerprint of God on the life of this man, Eli, who just called, who said all he ever saw was an angry God and went through a lot of hellish stuff in his life, frankly, until God radically changed his life as he got involved into this Celebrate Recovery program. And you see the fingerprint of God, the evidence, see? You know, we used fingerprints to say, hey, this person was here. And you see God's fingerprints all over Eli's life as he talks about, hey, I've been radically changed. God has done this in my life, and therefore I've been able to forgive other people. To me, that's sort of proof positive that something's going on here. I don't think Eli just whipped this up and emotionally God radically changed your life, my friend. And I think, you know, it's obvious that, you know, he's done something in your life.
You know, it's funny how you had mentioned, is it something you can see? That makes me think about the wind and how the wind blows the trees, right? We can't see that wind blowing the trees, but the trees are moving. And I think that's, you know, what I see. My life is an example of what, forgiveness can do for you if you're just willing to accept it first.
Amen. Well, listen, Eli, I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad that God has got a hold of you and that you showed up at that Celebrate Recovery program, and it was through that that you gave your life to Christ. And you impacted somebody today. There's somebody listening who said, hey, that Eli, that's my story, my friend. And thank you for sharing it with us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And by the way, that's a great name. That's my one of my grandson's names, Eli. Elias. Can't call him Eli. I used to call him Eli. Now it's Elias. We have to call him Elias. So, all right. Thank you, Eli. I appreciate your call. You know, speaking about the change in life, do you realize that Jesus says to us in Matthew 6, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. It's a spiritual thing. But if you don't forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. A very sobering verse. Now, please don't take that to mean, wow, I'm wrestling with this. God doesn't love me. I've lost my salvation. God understands it's a process. Let me ask the question, is your heart attuned to saying, I want to forgive? I know it's what God has for me, and I'm intentionally making the decision to move in the process and in the direction of forgiving. So I can have freedom in my life. And the good news is God doesn't give you that kind of a command and then leave you without help. You know, the fact is, as God has forgiven us, we're able with His power to forgive others. Our prayer for you today is that the Holy Spirit of God will reside in your life, that you'll pray every day, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, give me power just today, maybe just this hour, maybe just this minute, to forgive and trust you and move forward. And allow that Holy Spirit to move in your life. Well, this has been a powerful show. Thank you all for joining us. Rob, thanks for putting it together. Stephen, thank you for your work. Amy, thanks for coming in and helping us out today. Love to hear your thoughts as you share on our comment line at 888-888-1717. By the way, if you missed the program, it's available wherever you find your podcast. We're there. See you next time from Intentional Living.